Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The sign at Midland Elementary School today reads, "Happy Birthday, Ethan." The kindergartner turns 6 tomorrow and will spend it now with family. After his rescue yesterday from the bunker where 65-year-old Jimmy Lee Dykes had been holding him after snatching him from his school bus a week ago. The other side of the sign at the Midland School reads, "Mr. Charles Poland is our hero." He's the bus driver who police say Dykes shot and killed as he tried to protect children. Yesterday, by the way, we bespoke. We do have listeners in the area listening to WUWF in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you. And also WBHM in Birmingham, where Dan Carson has been following this story. Dan, we understand Ethan is doing as well as can be expected, but how are people in Midland City reacting to this turn?
It's not an exaggeration to say the outpouring of relief is momentous. People are just so relieved, so happy. Literally, there are some people dancing in the streets. There are Facebook pages devoted to Ethan. There was one called Lights On for Ethan, where basically everyone in the area had left their porch lights on. There were some Twitter hashtags going around, and if you monitor that stuff, those channels of communication for the smallest amount of time, you'll see just how relieved people are. And it's actually all around the country. It's not just in Midland City, Alabama. Yeah.
Especially because of other recent headlines, we know how horribly this could have turned out, and it could still have gone wrong. You know, there's a lot of questions about this operation. I know a lot is unknown, but we're reading reports from AP and other news sources saying that police shot Mr. Dykes as they broke into the bunker during this raid. NBC also said this morning that Dykes was found dead inside the bunker. What more do we know about what happened?
There's still a little bit of doubt as far as how it happened, but most people think that Dykes was killed by the agents who stormed the underground bunker. The FBI has sent a shooting review board to the scene. Neighbors in the area heard lots of bangs. That could have been Dykes turning a gun on himself, but most people who are close to the situation don't think that's what happened.
Well, and we've seen pictures of what this bunker might have looked like. Very small space, 5 by 8 feet. So, as we said, a lot could have gone wrong. The child and Dykes, in the illustrations we've seen, were sitting close to each other. But apparently authorities have been practicing. Tell us what we know about what was going on behind the scenes.
I did hear that there was a mock-up of a bunker, so people, you know, law enforcement officers were training. Sources also told NPR that the Pentagon had lent equipment to law officers on the scene. We don't know for a fact that that's what was used, but it's definitely possible. But I think, as you know, the officers there have been very, very tight-lipped all along. They've been calling press conferences, sometimes canceling them. Sometimes they literally lasted for 30 seconds or less. There are two reasons that authorities gave for being so tight-lipped all along. One was they didn't want to antagonize a man who's clearly unstable and dangerous and holding a little boy. And the other is they've got an eye towards future similar situations, so they're being very, very protective over their sources and methods.
We have heard different reports saying the negotiations were going poorly, that they had somehow gotten a camera into the bunker. They could see that Dykes was holding a gun. But meanwhile, you know, we heard all these reports about how neighbors had been concerned about Jimmy Lee Dykes before this, that he was quite outspoken about his hatred of the government, that he patrolled his property. He, according to one neighbor, beat a dog, her dog, with a lead pipe, had threatened to shoot children who set foot on his property. Are there questions about how it is that nobody had intervened with him sooner?
There are. You know, police officer will say, look, until the man actually does something wrong, you know, just suspicion is not enough. I've heard that line of sort of defense. At the same time, Dykes was due in court the day after all of this went down. And some people think that might have been, in the mind of a paranoid man, that might have been something that precipitated all this.
Why was he due in court?
He was due in court on a menacing charge. Basically, the story is not the neighbor whose dog he killed, but a different set of neighbors. And he had run-ins with various neighbors on that dirt road. They said he took a few shots at them while they were driving by in their pickup truck. Which makes me think if he had actually gotten to court and that's really what happened, the charge could have actually been much more than menacing. So, yeah, there have been doubts and questions about that. He was definitely feared in the neighborhood. Some of the kids called him Mean Man, and they were scared. You know, if they were playing ball and a ball went anywhere near his property, they were scared to go get it. He would patrol his yard at night, supposedly with a flashlight and a gun. Sometimes he would just, you know, he would sit on his property with a gun and just stare at people. And people sort of knew to leave him alone. He clearly wanted to be left alone. Yeah. And that included animals straying onto his yard, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, now he is gone. Dan Carson of WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, thank you so much.
Thank you.